This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Before we begin, I just need to say a few words about Old Man on Pawn Stars. As many of you have heard, Richard Harrison of Pawn Stars, the famous grumpy father of Rick Harrison, has unfortunately died at the age of 77. He was a former Navy officer. And he was one of three generations on the show, obviously, him, Rick, Corey, and then Chum Lee, who was like an adopted son, so to speak, in TV land. And news broke today that he unfortunately passed. They say Rick said that he was surrounded by those who loved. He'll be tremendously missed by our family, the team at Gold and Silver Pond, and his many fans the world over. And he said he was my hero, and I was fortunate to get a very cool old man as my dad. He was very cool. You know, I got to work with him a little bit. One of the episodes we shot together, I'm not sure when that aired or if it did. It was where I brought in a hearing aid. And he was a lot of fun to work with. And he was a lot more quiet than you would have expected on the show, behind the scenes. But just a sweet man, very accomplished. And, I he helped make the show. And I think one of the things that the reason why Pawn Stars had been so appealing is one, you learn something. Two is you had this family that didn't act like the Partridge Family or Brady Bunch or whatever. I mean, they seemed a little bit more real. I mean, they would give each other crap. They would, you know, complain about stuff that we complain about. You see them get on each other's nerves. And, it's reality TV, so there's a lot of realism in there. But reality TV could have very easily faked it up. And Pawn Stars didn't. You know, I mean, I don't think they were faking at all. The way they acted behind the scenes was the way they acted on camera. It's reality TV. And so it was, I found the bickering and their exchanging and the bantering very, very endearing, especially since, you know, we all have, you know, parents and family members that, you know, get on each other's nerves. And, there's a picture of Rick Harrison, you know, doing bunny ears behind his dad. And it looks like his dad really wants to clock him one. And you could tell his dad was, you know, a tough cookie. May he rest in peace. A lot of stuff going on that we need to talk about. Apparently a Walgreens pharmacist refused to fill a woman's prescription to induce a miscarriage when she told the pharmacist that her 9-week-old fetus had stopped developing. We're going to talk about that. There's apparently more red meat allergies being reported by people as tick bites are on the rise. Speaking of ticks, a woman's home is completely infested with ticks. Because 85 of them were found on her dog. I don't know what the heck the dog was doing, but sounds like my dog, where the dog likes to roll around and get as dirty as possible. They say kids' exposure to addiction drugs have risen 215% in the last 3 years. We'll talk about why. Some of you are really fascinated by lobsters and how lobsters appear to live forever. They don't. They could live, you know, I guess one source said 132 years, but why? So we'll talk about that. Probably because they really don't have to do anything, and a lot of people leave them alone. Talk about how much coffee you want to drink. to keep healthy, and I can't stand coffee, so I can't stand those stories. And Holland America, on their way to Alaska, got hit by the norovirus. Going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quick movie review. I saw Tag this weekend. Oh, my gosh, it was excellent. Excellent. Okay, I didn't like the ending. I have to say, I didn't like the ending, but I thought it was good. I wanted to see Incredibles and Jurassic World, but apparently there was, like, no seats or, you know, seats except, like, right. I don't like to sit right in front of the screen. My neck hurts. I don't like to hyperextend my neck. So I like to sit more towards the back. So Lost World, most of the theaters, I was like, no, no. Same thing with Incredibles. But Tag had been out. And Tag, obviously not the biggest blockbuster, but I thought it was very well done. We talked about on the show years ago how there was this group of guys who had been playing tag for like 30 years, and so that was kind of the premise of the movie. Real good stars, the guy from Mad Men, the guy from New Girl, sorry I don't know the names of all of them, the guy from Avengers, the one with the arrows, the bows and arrows, which Iron Man called Legolas, even though that's not his name, because that's an Lord of the Rings. So anyway, all those guys, Remmer is his name? Anyway, so really, really good stars, and it was cute. And one take home from this movie is not that I want you guys playing tag at work, because I don't get it. The problem is with tag is you hit somebody, then you need to run. Otherwise, you got to hit them back. And so there was, honestly, if you are really that well-versed in the game of tag, you would probably look at this movie going, okay, they did a lot wrong. But that's not the big deal. What I think a lot of us don't do is we have groups of friends that we grew up with, or we have some basic, you know, roots with, and we don't stay together. Now, I moved a lot. I went to 12 different schools. But some of those schools had kids of similar districts that I remembered from schools before. And there are certain crews that a lot of us have. And we you know, we get involved with our own life. And, yeah, there's Facebook and there's Instagram and there's Twitter and Snapchat. And we're like, you know what? No, I really don't care what my second-year-old friend is doing. But I got to tell you, I think there's something very, very therapeutic when you're kind of faced with the future and you don't know where you're going. You know that term, I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been, which is like, well, duh. But sometimes going back to where you've been gives you a little bit more guidance and steerage of where to go in the future. So I really urge you guys to kind of hook up, not hook up with sex, but meet up with some of your old childhood friends. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, a Walgreens pharmacist has refused to fill a woman's prescription that she needed to induce a miscarriage because she lost her fetus. And now the Arizona woman is criticizing Walgreens on social media. It's a Walgreens branch in Peoria, Arizona. And Walgreens says it does allow its pharmacists to step away from filling a prescription for which they have a moral objection, but they are required to refer the prescription to another pharmacist or manager on duty to meet the patient's needs in a timely manner. The woman, Nicole Moni Arteaga, said she was later able to pick up her prescription from another Walgreens store. Apparently, this Walgreens has received a one-star Yelp review. CNN reported that. And they said she initially tried to collect her medication Thursday. She had dropped off the prescription on Wednesday, went to collect the medication the next day. She said her doctor had been monitoring her pregnancy closely due to previous miscarriages. Each week I went in for my ultrasound, prayed to see progress, and hear the little sound of the heartbeat. She writes, unfortunately, development isn't happening, and my body is slowly getting ready to miscarry. My doctor gave me two choices, DNC or a prescription that would help induce bleeding and discharge in the comfort of my own home. And so a DNC is a surgical procedure, and so obviously pharmaceutical methods seem to be a little less risky, and many people choose that. So Walgreens sent a statement that they are looking into the matter to ensure our patient's needs are handled properly. After learning what happened, we reached out to the patient and apologized for how the situation was handled, to respect the sincerely held beliefs of our pharmacists, while at the same time meeting the needs of our patients. Our policies allow pharmacists to step away from filling a prescription, for which I have a moral objection, but at the same time, they are required to fill the prescription, refer the prescription to another pharmacist or manager on duty to meet the needs. Now, whether that was done or not is not being reported. If the pharmacist said, look, I'm sorry, I can't, you'll have to go to another pharmacy, it's in the system, go, that might not have gotten conveyed on social media. But if the pharmacist just says, no, sorry, you're out of luck, then that pharmacist then might be up on censorship from his board. So, I'm wondering what exactly happened. Now, why would a pharmacist refuse? Where would be the ethical dilemma for filling a prescription to induce a miscarriage? Well, one issue that pharmacists have, which isn't an issue anybody's really complaining about because it makes sense, is pharmacists don't know your whole medical history. And so I can't speak for this pharmacist, but when you hear something like this happen, you wonder if pharmacists are being asked to induce abortions and given a prescription to induce an abortion. And if they don't want to, you know, they say, no, you know, sorry, I don't want to. And maybe he didn't believe her. Maybe she's like, no, I actually had a miscarriage. It doesn't look like they went into medical records and all that. And to be honest, a Walgreens or a pharmacist, I shop at Walgreens, you know, they aren't supposed to get into our business. Their job is to fill a prescription that we give them. However, the other side of it is, if somebody does not feel morally, you know, correct to fill a prescription, they're probably not feeling, you know, morally sound just referring it to somebody else. You see, like, for example, in the Bible, you know, we're told thou shalt not kill. So, okay, I'm not going to kill you, but I'm going to refer you to my neighbor who will. You're still in trouble. And so I understand why Walgreens has this protocol where if you do not feel comfortable filling the prescription, then you refer them to somebody who will. For those people that do have ethical struggles with that, that doesn't really solve that problem. And so then you need to wonder, you know, as a pharmacist, what is your line and do you need to, with certain prescriptions, be out of the loop from day one so you don't have to do the referral as well? But, same thing with me. You know, I do not want to perform abortions. And I'm not saying this lady wanted an abortion. She miscarried. But if somebody came to me and said they wanted an abortion, I would not refer them to an abortion doctor. Because then I figured I was still, unfortunately, performing the same act. What I did do is I referred them to an obstetric gynecologist who had the resources and the options that could be laid out. And not that I wanted them talked out of it or anything like that, but I didn't know which abortion doctors to trust, and I just felt like if I was referring somebody out for that, I was still basically making it happen. And so I punted. I punted to somebody else and said, look, you're pregnant. As a family doctor, I'm going to refer you to somebody that manages pregnancies and terminations of pregnancies. If they want to perform an abortion or if they want to refer you to somebody for abortion services, that'll be up to them. But I have to admit, I went through some ethical struggles. You know, it's tough. You know, people will say, well, look, you know, you shouldn't be a doctor if you don't want to perform abortions. Not entirely. When we go to medical school, when we pledge our lives to lifelong care of patients and dealing with trauma and, you know, trying to save people's lives and, you know, life support and, you know, taking care of kids and holding, you know, moms who are crying because they, you know, lost a loved one. When we want to dedicate our lives to that, the average student doesn't think in their head, oh, wait a second, if I don't want to perform an abortion, I better not go into medicine. If that's the case, we wouldn't have a lot of physicians. I mean, you know, there has to be that flexibility. Same thing with those in pharmacy. Those who love chemistry, you know, love the chemistry behind medications and want to be a part of the healthcare field, they should have a right to do it, whether they are pro-choice or pro-life or, you know, have certain religious beliefs. You know, however, sometimes you're in a position where you're going to be faced with having to do something that you don't want to do. And there needs to be a better process for that. Again, it's very, very confusing why, I'd really like to learn that belief, that religious belief, or if it was a miscarriage, why medical, help of the passage of it was something that was not ethically okay for that pharmacist. And I apologize for trying to struggle to find the right words. But my guess is maybe the pharmacist thought that it, you know, without proof, he would be actually taking part in an abortion. And so I feel sorry for this lady because she lost a baby. She lost a baby, and now she has to, she has to go through that process. She says she has filed a complaint with the Arizona Board of Pharmacy. She has reported the situation. You know, on one end, I want to say, look, she deserves privacy at this time. But then again, she really didn't go private. I mean, she's gone on social media. She's been, you know, very vocal about it. So on Twitter, a user asked Walgreens, what is your policy regarding dispensing prescribed medication? Do your pharmacists have the right to refuse service based upon their religious beliefs? Do they work for Walgreens or for themselves? And the chain tweeted in response, our policy allows pharmacists to step away. They're also required to refer the prescription to another pharmacist or manager on duty. Now, one thing that I noticed as a physician is lately, before I closed my practice to teach in university, I noticed some pharmacists, when it came to medications I was prescribing, to give their two cents. And there was one in particular who wouldn't fill the new diabetic medication. And I wanted to add a diabetic medication to slowly wean them off their current one because I was cutting back the dose. And the patient comes in a month later going, no, I never changed the dose. I'm like, why not? Your kidneys are, you know, having some issues. I don't want your kidneys to fail. Why didn't you follow what I suggested? She said, well, the pharmacist told her not to. The pharmacist said the medication I was on was a good one, and it would be too much to add a second. I go, I'm trying to cut back the first one because it's affecting your kidneys. And lo and behold, her creatinine was up. So I realized, I told her to go to a new pharmacist, and I called the pharmacist, and they denied doing that. But on some, I mean, pharmacists, they, you know, thank God they're there and they are so integral to the team. But I have seen pharmacists that interfere just a little too much. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is calling for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweets, the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Immigrants are still being detained at a number of facilities on the border. Officials from the Department of Human Health and Services say they now have set up a central location in Port Isabel to deal with unifications in Texas. They say they do know the location of all those who have been detained, but at the same time acknowledge that reunifications will take some time, in some cases even months. Officials say they have reunited around 500 families with roughly 1,800 to go. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Bud writes, I received this on Saturday. Bud writes, help, I lost my job on Friday. They wouldn't say why, but my guess is my coworker wore a dress that was cute, and I said, wowee, that's all. She made a weird look, and here I am out of a job. The punishment does not fit the crime these days. Now, this is, we're starting to see a lot of these stories where something happens at work. I mean, again, my first thought when I read this was, it had to have been something else. Okay, you did not get fired for wowee. Unless maybe everybody's on edge now with this whole Me Too movement, and, you know, maybe that was an inappropriate comment. You know, men have been very well versed, and I've been pleased by that, where men learn to compliment a lady when she looks like she has tried to make herself look good. Men have learned to notice. My husband, too. Man, it took years. You know, I've been doing that with my sons, too, which is probably a big mistake. You know, I get my hair done or I get my nails done, and I don't really care about that stuff, but I'm like, you know what? Their lady is going to later want to be noticed. So I'm starting to train my boys to make a comment and notice if I look, you know, look, you know, because, you know, the boys, they don't care. You know, I'm mom. They're not going to say, oh, nice, you know, whatever. But I'm training them. I'm training them to open a door for a lady. I'm training them to pull out a chair. I'm training them, I'm training them to be a gentleman. That could be the biggest mistake in parenting today. Maybe I should let my boys completely be oblivious to anything a lady around them is doing. I thought it was my fault that I was not raising two little gentlemen. Oh, they leave their chair, they burp in public. You know, I go, does it look like I lost weight? Mom, I don't care. I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, they'll never, you know, win a lady over. And I've been worried about that, but maybe that's wrong. You know, if I went to work and I had a really nice outfit and somebody said, wowee, that dress looks awesome on you, I would be glowing. Glowing. But no, guys, don't say anything like that. Ignore it. Which I don't see how that's going to help your career either because, you know, I mean, a lot of us like to be noticed. I mean, even men, if men have a good suit, I'll tell them, if I see a man with a really good looking suit, I feel like that suit looks great on you. Now, who knows? Maybe I could get in trouble for that also. But if I like a suit, I'm not paying lip service. I'm saying, look, I really like that suit. But that's not why I brought this up. The punishment does not fit the crime. This is something that we are going to be struggling with in this nation for a while. And many of us feel that the punishments that have happened to certain public figures, whether it be for sexual harassment, whether it be for a racist comment, were absolutely warranted. Others may say, look, okay, something should have happened, but should their lives be ruined? And that's going to be debated probably until the end of time. I don't know when we're going to come up with a solution for that. So many of you guys have heard this Permit Patty story. So this came out where apparently there was a little girl, a little African-American girl, who was trying to raise money for Disneyland. And so I guess she was selling water. And her mom had just lost her job. Now, a white woman is facing backlash, huge backlash, because she ended up calling the cops on this 8-year-old girl. Allison Edel is 44 years old. She was caught on camera calling 911 to report the 8-year-old for selling the bottled water without a permit. Now, what was her beef? Why was she, you know, so against this girl, selling water? I mean, I sold lemonade as a kid. Apparently, she claimed that it was noisy. You know, she was trying to work. The window was open. It was hot. And she said she couldn't concentrate. And she said, I tried to be polite, but I was stern. I said, please, I'm trying to work, and you're yelling, you're screaming, and people have opened windows. It's a hot day. Can you keep it down? Then when, I guess, and again, it's an 8-year-old, so when then the child didn't, you know, quiesce and keep it down, because again, I get it, 8-year-olds are trying to sell water, she turned to call the police, okay? Well, now this lady is getting death threats. Her business may go under. I'm not feeling sorry for her, but this is where the punishment is huge for what she did. And luckily, first of all, somebody, a good Samaritan, has stepped in to pay for the Disneyland trip for this girl. But this is where we are in society, where I think we're going to be making more and more of these faux pas, these mistakes, until society re-educates people on what to do. Just like with Starbucks. If you have somebody that comes in and you've asked them to leave and they don't, what is the protocol? All right? it started with somebody had to use the bathroom. They said, are you a paying customer? Would you like to buy something? No, no. Would you like, then, you know, can you leave if you're not a paying customer? You know, we need the tables for paying customers. Can you leave? That is something that businesses have done for centuries. That's just, I, if you're not a paying customer, you can't be here. So the manager at Starbucks calls the police, and then as we know, these two men who were innocent, they were, you know, waiting for that third person, didn't leave. And they had a right to, you know, stand their ground. I get that. But it caused a whole backlash, and I believe the manager got fired. And if the manager said, but wait a second, I thought we were supposed to not take matters into our own hands and call the authorities if we have somebody that won't leave when you ask them to. So same thing. Now you have a lady where there's a kid, and it's a kid, and it's a kid trying to sell water. God bless this little kid. All right? But you have a kid. And again, this is where it's not an easy cut and dry situation. She's asking the kid to be quiet because the kid's probably going, water, water. And again, I did that with lemonade. I'm like, lemonade, fresh lemonade. And I would, you know, we tried to sell lemonade. That's what we did. Kool-Aid, Tang, we did all that. All right. Yet if a grown-up told me to keep it down, I would. You know, but look, this kid, maybe this kid's smart. She's trying to raise money for Disneyland. You know, so here's a parent. Here's a adult. She's not supposed to take matters into her own hands. She could go to jail. So what does she do? She calls the authorities. The only thing is now she's in a lot of trouble. I mean, from a media perspective. I mean, she is, I guess she has this Treat Well company that makes cannabis tinctures for cats and dogs. I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of that. But we do have to have the conversation of how a misstep can be the end of you. And we know that a misstep with drugs, we know that a misstep with, you know, going into business with the wrong people. But going to the authorities, of calling the police, is going to ruin your life. I can understand people calling her an idiot. It's an 8-year-old girl. What I would rather she have done is maybe bought some water and said, look, if you don't mind, can you, you know, and then after going through all that, it looks like videotape yourselves, then say, look, you know, is there any way you can, you know, yeah, you know, keep it down, I'm working, or you know what, fine, close her window. And, you know, so there were other things that could have been done. The only thing is does she deserve to now possibly forever be known as a racist? So this is very, very tricky. And the reason why it's so tricky is because we were taught to get authorities involved and not take matters into our own hands because we'll get ourselves in trouble. But now you're getting in trouble calling the authorities. So what do we do? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're scared to death. Ticks. Tick bites. You got Lyme disease. You got this red meat allergy. There's all sorts of stuff going on. And unfortunately, we could get ticks by our dog. And Fox News is reporting that a woman's home is now currently infested with ticks after 85 were found on Justin, the family dog. Kimberly Whitehead, 37 years old, claims her home has become infested with these blood-sucking ticks because she took her dog for a walk, and she discovered a tick burrowing in her leg last weekend after we went walking with her terrier named Justin.
I love that when we give dogs names like, you know, like Bob, right? Bill, the dog, Bill. Like their people. So my dog is, I have two dogs. Well, okay, so originally we had two labs. I wanted to name them Mac and Cheese
And my husband wouldn't let them, you know, because we had two cats named Shake and Bake. So my husband made us name the dogs Apollo and Zeus. So Zeus we gave to a friend. And this was years ago. And Apollo is still alive, very old. And I just don't like the name Apollo. It just, I need like a shorter name. And then we got little Bichon Frise, and we call her Uzi. And I love that. I like names where it's just, I you know, like baby talk, you know, or Boo Boo, or BB, or Lala. That's funny. Or Taco. I would love to have a dog named Taco. I just think that would be funny. Anyway. So, Kim, within days of her discovery, her dog and home were riddled with parasites, and these are the ticks that can cause Lyme disease. She works as an Electricity Northwest manager in England, was forced to temporarily move her young daughter out of her home as a precautionary measure. So now she's appealing for other walkers in the area to be aware of potential risks and be on the lookout for ticks. That almost rhymes. So she said it's been traumatic. I guess the dog... you know, these fleas and ticks, they know dogs. I don't know why they think, you know why I think these ticks like dogs is because they can hide in the hair. They can hide on the fur. Animals are smart. You know, we humans, we shave our arms or we're very, you know, we're a lot more, we're a lot less hairy. And ticks will kind of come up under our clothes to hide. But with the dog, they can hide right then and there. So it's there. That's why they like dogs. Okay. So now she and her dog are receiving treatment or prophylaxis for Lyme disease, and they are now facing an anxious 3-month wait to see if they've been infected. So what's the moral? We're not supposed to walk our dog. I live in the desert, so we don't have to worry about ticks. Now, I'm very glad I don't have to worry about ticks because I love red meat, and they say tick bites, especially if you're bitten by a Lone Star tick, you could become allergic to red meat. And we've talked about people who have almost died because they ate red meat. Laura Sterling is 51 years old. She's a realtor who lives in Severna Park, Maryland. She was diagnosed with red meat allergy last year. She got a tick bite while walking on a trail with her dog, Gunner. Oh, I love that name, Gunner. She said, I found the tick 3 or 4 inches to the left of my hip bone. At the time, I didn't think much of it. I just took it off and threw it away. Then 3 weeks later, she ate an Italian-style pork sausage for dinner, and she had a horrible reaction. The reaction began about 6 hours after her meal, which is typical of the allergy. It was the middle of the night. I woke up in hives. Then she woke her husband with all her itching and scratching. She felt lightheaded, had stomach aches, GI troubles. So her allergist gave her a blood test to check her for the alpha-gal meat allergy. I'm an alpha-gal. I thought alpha-gal meant you're a woman who acts like an alpha male. I'm an alpha-gal. Anyway, when the test came back positive, she was told to avoid all red meat, including beef, pork, and lamb. Now, despite a long-running campaign marketing the other white meat, pork is classified as red meat. We do not look at pork as white meat. So, some people that also developed this red meat allergy can no longer tolerate dairy products. So, she was surprised. She said, this is crazy because I've eaten dairy and red meat all my life. But then she realized that the diagnosis was spot on. Meat and dairy triggered her symptoms. She's going to get very skinny, by the way. You know, those people that want to lose weight, you cut out dairy, you cut out red meat, you lose weight. So Dr. Scott Cummings, an allergist and associate professor of medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says it is a meat allergy, and 15 to 20% of patients with the alpha-gal allergy will also have issues with dairy, like ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream eater, so I don't care. I just like the toppings. And he was one of the first physicians to identify the allergy in patients with tick bites. But you see, this is what's crazy. This happened weeks before. Who would have thought that there was a connection? Which is why, you know, a medical provider needs to be very, very thorough. And you guys need to remember, anytime you had a tick. See, I'm used to, if I see something on my body and I flick it off, I don't remember it. It's not going to last in my memory. Well, now be on the lookout. And I guess the Lone Star tick is as far south as the tip of Florida all the way to Maine. So it's really expanding along the southeast. We've seen this in New York, Maine, Minnesota. So he had figured this out as he was studying Rocky Mountain spotted fever, which is also caused by the Lone Star tick. Deer ticks are the ones more responsible for Lyme disease. So these ticks are, they'll carry certain infections. And remember, we talked about the suck blow mechanism. Ticks need to insert a feeding tube and they use their saliva to anesthetize the area so you don't feel them on you. And you don't. You don't feel a tick or mosquito bite. You feel it after. And you're like, whoa, what's this? You're like, why didn't I feel the mosquito? It's because they inject an anesthetic. When they inject that anesthetic, that's when they can inject either disease, like Lyme disease, or they could cause a immune response such that now you have antibodies to not only maybe the tick and its substances, but also the proteins in red meat. So, wow. So now she eats chicken and seafood. Wow, she misses her ice cream. Yeah, that stinks. That really stinks. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Speak of stinky, Holland America, really nice cruise ship. I've taken some of the Holland Americas. Apparently has had an outbreak of norovirus on a cruise ship in Alaska. 73 people have reported falling ill on the Zaandam. Kind of like Van Dam, you know, like, yeah, but no, this is Zaandam. It was carrying more than 2,000 passengers and crew. Holland America released in a statement Friday confirming that the number of passengers falling ill with a stomach virus on Monday. They activated a protocol to isolate ill passengers in their cabins. They also cleaned railings, door handles, and other commonly touched surfaces to prevent the virus. That's got to stink. You pay for this cruise, you get all excited to take the cruise, you pay for excursions, and then all of a sudden you get sick, and you can't be sick in your own home, you can't fly back early, you are stuck, and you're stuck on a cruise ship, and I don't know if you guys have ever been on a cruise ship, but the bathroom's really small, it's not a very comfortable toilet seat, so for those with sciatica or back issues, you can't sit on the toilet that long, it's really tough, and so I guess the ship was going to Juneau, the capital of Alaska. Their Glacier Visitor Center can receive as many as 6,000 cruise ship visitors in a single day. Juneau's nice. We went fishing in Juneau. Really, really good. And the Zaandam is a 781-foot boat. It was docked in Juneau all day Friday, departed at 10 p.m., and then headed to Hoonah, Anchorage, Homer, Kodiak, Sitka, before it returns to Seattle. And this is the sixth reported norovirus outbreak on the cruise ship this year, second in Alaska. Apparently, the 610-foot Silver Shadow had a bunch of people fall ill during a May voyage that included Dutch Harbor, Kodiak, and Homer. So what does norovirus cause? It causes vomiting, causes diarrhea, but usually pretty quickly, about a day or two after exposure. Now, most people will get better within a few days, but it is rough. If you've ever been on a cruise ship, these guys hand out hand sanitizer like you wouldn't believe. So you're always sanitizing, and they are very, very good with trying to make sure cups are clean, etc. But you're in close quarters. You know, you're in close proximity to others. You're, you know, eating in the same area. It's going to happen, unfortunately. You know, the 1-877, Doc Belly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.